All right. Welcome back to the podcast, everybody. I'm so sorry for the little break I took. I'll be talking about all of that in this podcast, just about busyness and what life has looked like and how God wants to fulfill your dreams and the patience it takes to get there. If you hear a bunch of noises outside, it's because there's like lawn people like making as much noise as they possibly can outside. So I apologize for that. But yeah, this is a new area that I'm filming my podcast in. I think it's a little bit more cozy than how I was doing it before. I rearranged my entire house. This used to be where the couch is, and now it is just a really good little podcast space. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, I do have a video version available for Patreons. You can find that on my Instagram page and more information about that. There's a lot of benefits that you get, but one of the biggest ones is getting video podcasts. So if you're more of a visual person, that is a great place to go and look. If you haven't met me before, my name's Sophia. I do content creation on pretty much every platform, podcasts, YouTube videos, TikTok, Instagram, all that good stuff. A lot of it is based around just lifestyle, faith, Bible content. Get ready with me is all the good stuff. But yeah, so took a little break. It wasn't even intentional. I didn't even realize how long it had been since I had filmed stuff. But basically, yeah, it's just been a really, really busy time for me. I am a coffee shop supervisor of not just one store, but two now. I live alone, so taking on extra responsibilities that I wish I didn't have to take on is kind of part of my life right now. I love coffee. I love my job. But it does take a lot of my time. It takes a lot of effort, takes a lot of patience. And now I'm doing two of them just because I live alone, keeping up with the bills, keeping up with, you know, trying to have a lifestyle that like, it's just hard, especially like with the way that the economy is right now. I'm basically working two full-time jobs on top of content creation, podcasts, YouTube videos. And so on my days off, which are very far and few between, it's hard for me to, you know, catch up on all the content I need to make. So with that being said, thank you for being patient with me. This is obviously what I would like to do as my end goal. Doing full-time podcasting and YouTube videos and Instagram and content creation, all that stuff is really what I would like to be doing full-time. But I've got to be patient and wait for just this entire really long season to be over. I'm enjoying it. I'm finding the joy in it. And that's kind of what we're going to be talking about today. But yeah, it's just been a long time coming of me really, really wanting to do Spark full time. But I'm just not quite there yet to be able to make it happen. So needless to say, thank you for being patient with me, sticking along with me as I navigate all this stuff and supporting my podcast when one comes out and supporting the YouTube videos when they come out. And yeah, so I'm just really thankful for you guys. Yeah, so today I kind of want to just talk about a lot of that stuff. I didn't really go in with a huge plan today of what I wanted to talk about, but I really just wanted to talk about like dreams and the dreams that God gives you and the stuff that you really want to see happen. There's so many things in my life that I would love to happen right now. I am so excited to get married. I am so excited to do Spark full time. I'm so excited to be able to do content creation. And I really feel like, you know, just over the last 3 or 4 years, God has just been really like giving me so many dreams and so many ideas. And it's kind of frustrating getting all these dreams and ideas and not being able to completely do them right now. I'm like, God, like, why are you handing me all of these things that I would love to be doing, all of this platform of people? I'm like, you gave me all of these things. This is fantastic, but you haven't given me the time to do so yet. And it's just, he's really drilling in me. I mean, oh my goodness, drilling in me patience. And it is so frustrating. But I really feel like that has just been the theme of my life especially the last 3 years, of just learning how to be patient, learning that he's going to give you all these dreams and ideas, but you have to wait for his timing for when it's going to be enacted. There's so many pieces of my life that this is applying to currently. I love my job. I love coffee. I'm working with people in coffee all day. That is something that I am passionate about is obviously getting to meet people and talk to them. And I feel like I've had such a wonderful witness to the people who come into the shops. And even my coworkers, it's just been awesome. And I do love the mechanics of coffee and like the craft of it. It is really, really interesting to me. I do that in my free time as well. So I do love my job. I have a super fun time doing it. But with that being said, in order to keep having that job, I've had to move up the chain of command, if you will, and be in charge of both stores that I am at currently. And it's big responsibilities. And it's like when people call out, I'm the one that goes, when, you know, I'm the one that's doing all the scheduling and all the ordering and all of that stuff. And you know, that back end stuff is fun. And it's okay. Like I have like, you know, a knack for some administrative stuff. So I feel that, you know, this is a really good place for me to be in, but my heart is longing for the day that I can just, you know, go make coffee 1 or 2 days a week. And then the rest of my time do Spark full time and do podcasting and do the YouTube videos. It's just something that I am so passionate about. That's like really what I believe the Lord has set in front of me to do for my future, to be able to give, you know, resources to people who are, you know, in their 20s, in their 30s, trying to walk with God, or younger than that, you know, teens as well. I feel like that's really what God has called me to do is creating resources for those people, for you guys, for, you know, Bible studies and just talking and having conversations like these. I feel like it's so necessary. And I feel that when I was, you know, 15, 16 on up to now, having somebody that could pour into me, even if I don't know them personally, was something that could have been really, really helpful. So just having that on my heart to be that person for people, you know, I would love for it to be now. And I'm walking in that, you know, like I am doing it right now, but I would love to be doing it more. And so basically all this to say, I talked about this a little bit on my story on Instagram today, is just, you know, learning the balance when you're not quite in the season of living out the dreams that God has given you. How do you balance, you know, resting, and doing what you really wish you could be doing? So I woke up today at 12 PM. This is a perfect example. This is why I picked out this conversation to have today. This past week, my second store that I started working, opened, like the grand opening. So basically it's just been super, super busy. I've been there every single day on top of being at the other store every single day. So getting used to that new workflow, training a bunch of new employees, having a lot, like double the responsibilities handed to me. And just kind of like running myself to the ground basically for a week. And I knew I prepped myself for that. I knew it was going to be a really, really busy couple of weeks, and it still will be moving forward because the whole opening is taking, you know, a while to get everything set up, get everything running smoothly, get all the employees feeling comfortable enough for me to be able to leave and go do something else. Has just been, I mean, it's that responsibility. It's going to take a while, and I'm fine with it. You know, I prep myself for that. Yesterday I had off, but I was, you know, church, social stuff, just kind of having a bit of a life outside of the internet, outside of work. And that's another thing that's so hard to balance. And then today I was like, I need another day off to really like catch up, just with rest. But I think in my head, I was like, okay, I'm pretty rested. Like I'll wake up at like 9 or 10 and, you know, get moving, film a podcast, do maybe a YouTube video, catch up on content, and then relax, you know? And I woke up at after 12 PM, and I haven't done that in a really long time, and because I'm so used to getting up early, and it was like very obvious a couple things to me in that second of waking up. I was like, dang, my body was really tired and I really needed the rest. And also I was so frustrated because I was like, dang it. Like I really wanted today to be a day that I got up and got moving and did stuff. And the reason that it really hit me was because I have a workout class today at 4:15. And I can't cancel it or they'll charge me. So I was like, darn it, it's already after 12. That gives me what, like, you know, a solid 3 hours to like get stuff done, which really like in the grand scheme of things is not a lot of time to be able to film and edit and get stuff done for a podcast, as well as just wanting today to be an off day and relaxing and all that stuff. And I was like, darn it, like I do not have the time today that I wish that I had to do all this stuff. And it took me a little bit to like not be mad at myself. I was like, I didn't set an alarm because I knew my body needed rest. I just had underestimated how much I needed. And so to wake up at 12, I just was really, really surprised. And so that kind of just got me thinking as I was getting ready and I was like, what am I even going to talk about today? And it's like, I would not be authentic and genuine with you if I wasn't kind of leveling with you about where I'm at. You know, my body needed to wake up at 12 after 12 today. I needed to rest. And I was like, okay, well, I mean, I can't go back now. I was like, I really talking and doing the podcast really does feed me, and it is something that I really enjoy doing. So I was like, okay, I'm not going to beat myself up. I was like, I don't need to throw together a whole huge plan. I'm just going to talk about what's going on in my life right now. And I was like, that's probably the most genuine and helpful thing that's going to help people right now is where I'm at right now. And so I was like, I'm just going to talk about how I woke up at 12 p.m. and I was so mad and how I have all of these dreams and all of these visions for my future and things that I wish that I could wake up every morning and make the content that I want to make, you know, but it's just not the place that I'm in yet. And that doesn't mean I'm going to stop making content when I'm free, because I love doing it. So I'm going to keep doing it. It's just having that patience. And so whatever place in your life, it may not be, you know, wanting to make content. For most of us, it probably isn't, you know. It's probably, you know, you're in college and you're frustrated that you can't just be doing your job right now because you wish that you could be doing that. It might be in a relationship, you know, you want to get married or you want to be in a relationship, or it could be, you know, you want that relationship with your family and it's just not happening yet. Or, you know, it could be so many different things. And another thing too is just like leveling with you, like financially. You want to be at a certain place financially, but it's just impossible right now. Even with me working as much as I'm working, I'm barely making it, just to level with you. Like, it's hard. It's really, really hard stuff. Like, living alone and doing all this stuff, even working as much as I'm working, it's barely cutting it. And so I'm sure a lot of people are right in that place with me, you know. And just being honest about that, because that's just kind of like the place that we're in as an economy, as a society right now, but also just like as people trying to make it in our 20s, this is new ground. Our parents didn't have this level of financial struggle at our age. It's one of those things where it's like, this is a new time to be living in. And it's really, really hard. And so it's just kind of giving yourself that grace and learning to give myself that grace. When I woke up today, this was literally a few hours ago. Like, I'm not talking from like, oh, like I've learned to be patient with myself and give myself rest. Like, no, like 2 hours ago, I was so angry with myself that I woke up late. This is the place that I am in currently. And that's why I'm talking about it, because it's like, I know, and when I posted it on my story, I had so many people respond to like, this is exactly where I am, this is so helpful, and I'm like, man, the more authentic that I am, and the more that I am just honest about what is going on in my life right now, how much I'm working, how tired I am, how much I would love to be just walking in the dream that God's given me right now, and just talking about it, I know that that is going to be the most helpful that I can be for you wherever you're at right now, because if somebody were honest with me about how hard it's gonna be to step into your dreams, it would have been helpful, you know? And it's just like, it's just one of those things where I want my podcast, I want my content to be something so relatable for you that you're like, wow, this girl is a mess and she doesn't have it together, because, oh my gosh, it's so true. I have so many things just on my heart and on my mind all the time that I wish were happening now. And I know my God. I know his promises are true. I know the things that he's given me, the passions he's given me, the platform he's given me, the, you know, whatever else it is. I know that he's going to honor that. I know he's going to show up, because, man, he's shown me for almost 22 years how much he has shown up every single day of my life. And I just have to learn that patience and learn that obedience and learn that he's going to come through when it's the exact perfect time. Because I bet you all those people before Jesus was born, they're waiting on the Messiah. They're like, this would be the perfect time. That 400 years of silence where they didn't hear from God, like, they're like, man, this would be the perfect time for you to show up. And he showed up right when he was supposed to. And it was the perfect timing. And I have a lot of questions right now. I have so many questions. I'm like, dang. If you don't know, my mom passed away when I was 16. We are steadily approaching Mother's Day, and that's a rough time for me, just emotionally. It's hard. It's harder than her birthday. It's harder than the day she died, because everybody's celebrating their mom and it's right in your face. And I have so many questions as an almost 22-year-old girl for my mom that I can't ask her. And it's just like having that vulnerability with you guys of being like, dang, like I really don't have it together. I wish I could ask my mom these things. And of course I have, you know, people in my life that I go to and God has supplied for me, you know, in that loss and not having that, but it's not the same as having my mom, you know? And I say all that and bring all that up to you to say like, man, none of us have it together. And as much as my personality, my type A, you know, wanting to have everything organized personality wants to be like, oh yeah, I stayed up for 3 hours last night planning this whole podcast and everything I was going to talk about. And the you know, this, and this whole Bible study or whatever. I was like, that would so not be authentic. That would so not be real. I would be so lying to you if I told you I spent an hour with God every day the past couple weeks. That's so not true. I spent maybe 15 or 20 minutes every day. You know, I had my moments with God, not as much as I would like because of the busyness. And that's no excuse. I really do need to make sure that in the new busyness of this time that I'm in, that I am taking that extra time. Not that it has to be an hour. I'm just saying, like, I was just throwing a number out there, you know. But all to say, there's so many things about my life right in this moment that I wish were different. And I'm sure in your life, that is also true. I'm sure there are so many things that you wish were different. But I also know that my personality is like, man, I'm being so ungrateful. I'm being so not thankful for the place that I'm in. It's like, I have a good job that I really do love. I have people in my life that I really do love. But at the same time, and you can have these feelings at the same time, I do love this, but I wish it were this way. And you can have those feelings at the same time. I beat myself up. I'm like, dang, why am I being so ungrateful? It's like, no, like, I'm allowed to be super thankful for the job that I'm in currently and also so excited and so ready for whenever God decides that this next thing is what's going to happen. And so I really just wanted to get on here and be super vulnerable with you and be super honest about what's going on in my life, how much I love creating content, how much I love simultaneously my current job, but how much I am so excited for God to move me forward into the dreams that He's given me. And so I'm just really hoping that this vulnerability and this conversation is going to be helpful for you. As somebody who I'm assuming most of my following is, you know, probably between the ages of 15 and 35, you know, there's going to be a time in my life where I feel this all the time. You know, when I get to that next place, it's like, okay, now I really want this. And it's learning how to be still in this moment, learning how to rest, learning how to have work-life balance and dream-life balance and a relationship with Jesus while working so much. And we're all just like learning and growing all this stuff all the time. And another point is, you know, wherever you're at in your life, maybe you're 15, maybe you're 16, maybe you're younger than that, I don't know. And you're like, man, it's going to be so easy, so much easier when I'm 18 out of the house and can just go to college and be done with high school. I remember feeling that way. I remember feeling that way. Maybe you're in college and you just want that dream job and you just want to be out doing it. I've been there too, you know? And then when you're out of college, it's like, what the heck am I doing with my life? And then all of your friends are getting engaged and you're like, why is that not the place that I'm in? And I felt all those feelings and I'm right there with you. And you're not horrible for feeling those feelings. You can be so happy for other people while simultaneously praying for that to be your time. You are not a bad person for feeling any of those things. You are not ungrateful. But it is learning a balance of being so thankful and so expectant and ready for God to move into the next thing, regardless of whatever it is, school or jobs or relationships or family or money or even your relationship with God. Like, God, why am I not hungry for you right now? Why am I not on fire for you right now? Lord, please make me on fire for you right now. I have prayed that so many times. I'm like, wow, like last year at this time, I was zooming through, like literally last year at this time, I was zooming through the Minor Prophets. I was all about deeply studying the Minor Prophets. But also last year at this time, I had a part-time job. I wasn't working two full-time jobs. So it's like looking at the difference in your life and stopping, you know, comparing yourself to who you used to be or comparing yourself to who you wish you were right now. It's learning the balance between having thankfulness but also being expectant. You can be both at the same time. You can be thankful for right where you are but expectant for the next thing. And with the thankfulness comes resting and being thankful and thanking God for where you're at right now. Thank you, Jesus, for the money that is coming in. Thank you, Jesus, for the jobs that I do have. Thank you, Jesus, for the apartment that I have, for the things that I have, for all of these things that would not be possible without you. And then at the same time be like, Lord, thank you for all this stuff that's going on in my life, but I'm also so expectant. Lord, prepare me for when I do content full time. prepare me for when I am making a little bit more money to be a little bit more comfortable. Help me to learn how to manage that in the future. Prepare my heart for that. Prepare my heart for that marriage. Prepare my heart for that engagement. Prepare my heart for, you know, the family relationships or whatever. You fill in the blank. Prepare my heart for all of this stuff. So thankfulness and expectation go together. You can be both. You can be both. And I have goosebumps talking about this because I wasn't expecting to. I'm so preaching to myself right now, you guys. Like, I'm so preaching to myself. It is so hard to balance right where you are at and right where you want to be. And so hard to live in the moment, especially if you have a type A personality. Maybe really for anyone. But yeah, I just wanted to encourage you that God is the same that he's been. The visions and the dreams that he's given you will come to pass. He's not forgotten about them. He has not forgotten about them. He has not forgotten about you and who you are and the details of your life and the things that you wish were happening. He gave you the desires. He put those in your heart. So he's not going to mess up and not give them to you in the way that he's going to. It may not look exactly how you want it to. Or the timing that you want it to. Oh my goodness. It may not come in the timing that you want it to. But just learn to be thankful and expectant at the same time. Expectant, I think, is the perfect word to use for this because it's not impatience. It's not like happen right now. It's expectant that whenever it's going to happen, it's going to happen. And it's so hard to live in that place. And I'm just kind of sitting here with you while we're waiting for the things that we wish were happening. Because God's going to do it. God's going to do it when he's going to do it. And it's going to be so perfect and so beautiful. There are so many things that I've looked back in my life like, wow, thank you, Lord, for not rushing that because now it's perfect. Now it's exactly what it would have been. Thank you, Lord, for waiting to give me that marriage until I had a relationship with my dad because I want my dad involved. That is a big thing in my life right now. It's like, wow, like if I had, you know, done all the things that I wish that I had done, you know, however long ago, I wouldn't have had my dad there. And that's something that like that's just a perfect example of like the Lord waiting until the timing is perfect and waiting until he is going to do it perfectly for you and for your life and what he wants to do with you and the people that you're going to influence and the things that you're going to be doing in your life. He's doing it perfectly. He's doing it in his timing perfectly just for you. And it's not like a thing to be rushed because an artist wants his work to look perfect. And he's perfecting your life. And in the middle of it, man, is he purifying you and refining you and teaching you obedience and patience and all the things that you don't want to learn, and all the things that I am just struggling through learning right now because this is so me right here with you. But yeah, so never look at my life and think, wow, she's got it together. I am just like you and I am figuring it out. But I love you guys. And I hope that this was, encouraging to you, just being real. None of us have it together. We're all waiting on the next thing. But man, learning thankfulness right now has changed my life and every day I'm learning it more and more. So I love you guys. Thank you for your patience with me, in this time of waiting to do all this stuff full time. I love you guys. I hope that, you know, I'm praying for you. I genuinely am praying for you to learn, not to be impatient, but just to have expectation, just a patient expectation on God's timing for your life, while having that thankfulness for the exact place that you're in right now. I love you, and I hope that you have a great rest of your week, and I will talk to you guys very soon. Bye.